One of this weekend's big events is the annual Decatur Book Festival, where a number of America's most intriguing writers will be on hand to talk about their books and their art and mingle with readers like you and me. We're lucky enough to be joined this morning by one of those writers. Jason Mott holds a BA in fiction and an MFA in poetry, so he's book learned. And he's a published poet, and he was nominated for a 2009 Pushcart Prize. But Jason has written and published his first novel called The Returned. And Jason Mott joins us now on WCLK. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for getting up and joining us here on the Public Affairs Block. I started reading this book. It's called The Returned, and the premise is fascinating to me. The idea that people that we've lost in our lives, we probably have this idea it'd be wonderful if they came back, but your book indicates that might not necessarily be the case, doesn't it?
No, just a little bit. What I wanted was something where the idea of those individuals that who have passed away, if they suddenly returned, how would it really interact with our lives? What would it really mean to us? I think that we change a lot when someone passes away and as years move on. And then when they suddenly are thrust back into our lives, it really changes the dynamics of a lot of things. So that's something I wanted to really portray and play out within the book.
And it's interesting to me, a lot of times when people talk about Southern literature, you think about Faulkner or Flannery O'Connor, you think of these gothic stories that in my mind in 2013 don't really resonate with me as a modern American. But your book, parts of it, a significant part of it, takes place in a rural South Carolina community called Arcadia and the Hargrave family, in which the 8-year-old boy, Jason Hargrave, who had drowned back in the mid-60s, shows up on their doorstep in a contemporary time when the parents have aged. What caused you to come up with that scenario in your mind?
Well, the entire project actually started with a dream that I had. Both of my parents have passed away, my mother in 2001, my father in 2007. So in the summer of 2010, I had this dream that I came home from work and found my mother sitting at the kitchen table waiting for me. So I came in and sat down with her, and really for what seemed like hours, we just sat and discussed all the things that had happened in the years since she had passed away. And it was something where one of the dreams that I felt really vivid about it. I woke up really expecting to find her there. And I had a friend later who said, wow, what if that really happened and what if it wasn't just her? So that was kind of where the story really got started at. With the Hargrave family and their son Jacob and what happens there, I wanted to kind of turn that idea on its ear. I didn't want the book to be just about me and this dream that I had. I wanted to be something a little bit broader, so I decided to focus on a pair of parents who 50 years has passed since the death of their child, and now they're suddenly thrust into being parents again with this child all over again. And what that might mean to them in the time that has passed.
And, of course, the story of the Hargraves, they're now elderly, and they have this 8-year-old boy that they'd lost some nearly 50 years before. The book follows that thread, but there are also many other threads woven into the book concerning everybody from artists from the 20s to Japanese soldiers to, and I haven't got that far into the book yet, but it's just a really fascinating kind of rondelay of these various characters, and it really forces you to imagine in your own life if there's someone that you lost years ago, if they showed up on your doorstep today, how would you react? And I think our first reaction is that'd be great. I would love to see them, but it would probably be more complicated than that.
I think so. That was part of when I was doing the project, I made it a point to go around and kind of do small interviews with people that I knew, friends and parents of friends, and try to get a broad spectrum of feedback. And I would ask that, similar to that same question, I would ask, what would you do if someone that you cared about suddenly returned or suddenly came back to you? And the answers initially were always very excited, they would be very jubilant about it. And then I would follow it up with a question of, okay, so imagine this 6 months later, is it still the exact same feeling? And that's when the kind of replies became a little bit more complicated because, like as I mentioned, we all change and time moves forward, and all of a sudden, you've got this someone who has not changed. There's one character in the book who is a 35-year-old minister who's married, you know, trying to build a family of his own. And one of the returned individuals is his 17-year-old love, the girl that he loved in high school who died in a car accident. But for her, there's no time has passed. For him, there's more than 13 years that have passed or so. And that causes some friction because he's not exactly sure where his allegiances lie, but because he loves his wife, but he loves this person that he loved when he was younger. So the book tries to explore as much as possible and all the different, you know, iterations of that scenario that could happen.
Well, and for a book that touches on what many might consider the supernatural, if you were, this book seems grounded in a lot of everyday mundane realities that we all face, and that's an interesting combination. I'm curious, this is your first novel. What was the process of writing that and then getting it published? As I understand it, there are a lot of publishers that took this and said, we'll pass.
There were, and it was the writing process took about a year, and I started sending out query letters after I was done. And eventually I found an agent. It happened pretty quickly, actually. She, maybe 3 months after I sent letters out, I'd gotten rejection letters from other agents, and I finally found one who was interested in it. We spent a few months working on it, and then all of a sudden we passed the manuscript along and to editors back in May, and it went. And there were a few other publishers interested, a few other publishers who had decided to pass on it, but we found one publisher who was just really excited about it from the very beginning. They were really thrilled with the idea of making it into something big, and we spent time editing, and things just happened really quickly. Maybe a month and a half after we sold the book rights, television rights actually went, and now it's being developed into a television series filmed here in Atlanta, actually, here in Covington, and it'll be on air next year on ABC. So things are going really, really quickly.
You know, that is exciting, and this is blowing up. Everywhere you look, you're in People magazine. I know the AJC had a big piece on the book. And Covington, that's a good luck charm, because that's out where they filmed In the Heat of the Night, and that show stuck on the air for a long time. So you might be looking at some residuals there.
I hope so.
We're talking with Jason Mott. Jason Mott's first novel is called The Returned. We've been talking about that. Jason is appearing this weekend at the AJC Decatur Book Festival. He's going to be appearing at 11:45 on Sunday morning at the Decatur Recreation Center Gym on Sycamore Street in Decatur. And I'm sure you can find out more about the book festival. And so now, Jason, you were a recognized poet, which is not a very high-profile thing to be. Now you're on a real-life book tour, and you've got Brad Pitt's production company working on your project. Is this all a whirlwind? Are you adapting to it?
It's definitely a whirlwind. I think with the most difficult thing now is keeping up with everything and really trying to process it. I get asked a lot, you know, have you really had time to kind of take it all in? Honestly, I haven't. It's just, you know, nose to the grindstone, keep going. At some point, months from now, I'm sure I'll sit down for a couple of days and really process it all. And I'm just really thrilled that it's kind of all happened this way and really grateful, really unexpectedly. I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as I can as I go along.
Now, you've got a BA in fiction and an MFA in poetry. You're a published poet before you wrote this book, and I'm sure we've got listeners with those qualifications and listeners without those qualifications who fancy themselves as a writer, as someone who's kind of pushed through here at this point with your first novel. What sort of advice do you have for people that want to try and be where you are now?
Sure. One of the best pieces of advice that I've gotten that's kind of guided me pretty well, I believe, is the idea that if you want writing to become your job, you have to treat it as your job long before you ever get paid for it. So when I was, because it all seems very quick now, but it really has been about 13 or 14 years of serious dedication. Back in 2002, I basically quit my job and started going to school and have started this path of really writing every day, hours every day, processing, trying to get to this point. So it's that when those kind of backstories where you really have to try to do the work and keep pushing. Writing rarely comes easily, but you have to kind of show up to the table and do the work as much as possible. And that's the best advice that I can give people.
So if you want to be a writer, start writing.
Exactly.
and 13 years of hard work, and you become an overnight success.
Exactly.
So The Returned is being turned into a television series. You are on a national book tour for The Returned. Does that create its own sort of pressure to come up with a second act?
Yes and no. I think that I always pressure myself pretty heavily to begin with. So all of this extra stuff going on doesn't really impact it too much. But at the same time, I am working on another project. I do want it to be as exciting and as fulfilling and, you know, as popular. And all I can ever do is the best that I can ever do. I think that's true of everyone in life. So I'll give it my best effort. I'm really excited about the project thus far, and hopefully when it comes out, readers will be too.
And I'll touch on this. WCLK is located in an HBCU, Clark Atlanta University. on the Atlanta University Center, and you are an African-American writer. Is there anything in your experience through all of this adventure of yours and writing this book and having it blow up that lends itself maybe to some advice for someone who might say, well, am I a writer? Am I an African-American writer? Does it really matter?
From my opinion and my personal writing philosophy, is writing is writing. A neutral tale can be told by a neutral author. So I don't think there's anything specific to being an African-American author versus being a non-African-American author. I think the publishing industry is brutal no matter which way you go, no matter what race, creed, color, gender you are. Publishing is hard work. So there's nothing particular to anyone else, I don't believe.
Well, if you're a reader like I am, or you're a writer like Jason is, you do have your own sort of little Woodstock going on this weekend in Decatur. The Decatur Book Festival is an event that grows every year. There's all kinds of things going on over there, all kinds of venues open, hosting readings. You get a chance to mingle with the writers that you might admire. And again, Jason Mott, who has written The Returned, you're going to be hearing more about that book as months go on here. He's going to be appearing at 11:45 on Sunday at the Decatur Book Festival. He's going to be at the Decatur Recreation Center Gym on Sycamore Street in Decatur. He's going to do an onstage interview, and I guess you'll probably shake a few hands and maybe sign a few books if somebody brings one.
Yes, indeed. Hopefully sign a lot of books. So I hope folks come out and come hear the reading and hopefully enjoy the book when they get it.
And Jason, if somebody wants to follow you online, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. If you go to jasonmottauthor.com, that'll direct you to the Facebook page, to the Twitter account, also give you information about the book itself, about the book tour. That's the central hub. So jasonmottauthor.com.
And we'll put this interview up on WCLK.com here in a little bit so people can go back and refer to it. Jason, thanks for being a good sport, getting up early this morning. I hope it's a great appearance this weekend, and best wishes with The Returned and beyond.
Thank you very much, and thanks again for having me.